let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's the story that dominated the headlines nearly a decade ago, the tragic case of Susan Cox Powell. Susan was just 28 years old when she vanished from her suburban home in West Valley City, Utah in 2009. Her husband, Josh Powell, told police after Susan went to bed, he went camping with sons Charlie, then 4, and Braden, then 2, during a blizzard. 2 years later, Josh and his sons died in an explosion that investigators determined was caused deliberately. Investigators also found chopping wounds on the boys. Now, Oxygen Media presents a compelling two-night event, The Disappearance of Susan Cox Powell. New evidence, never-before-seen footage, and a new theory. We follow investigative journalist Stephanie Bauer as she dissects Josh and Susan's marriage and a complex Powell family dynamic. Stephanie earned a Daytime Emmy nomination for her investigative work. Career began as a local investigative reporter, anchor in Florida, a host, red carpet correspondent, entertainment news contributor. Stephanie Bauer, lead investigative journalist on Oxygen's The Disappearance of Susan Cox Powell, Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 7 Eastern Pacific, joins us on This Week in America, along with one of those featured in this captivating special, Judy Cox, mother of Susan. Stephanie, Mrs. Cox, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
You know, this was one of the most widely reported stories and one of the most puzzling, and that starts with Josh's strange alibi. Stephanie, talk a little bit about that.
Josh told police that he went camping in the middle of the blizzard in the middle of the night with his two young children. So right away, investigators were weary of his story because it just didn't make sense to do that. And then his actions the very next day, immediately following, you know, Susan's disappearance, where he canceled the babysitter, he canceled her chiropractor appointment, he canceled her credit card. Why would you do that if your wife is just missing, which he said, you know, he didn't know what happened to her. So if she just ran off, she might be coming back. Another thing that really stood out is 2 weeks after she went missing, Josh moved halfway across the country to live in Washington with the two young boys. If your wife may come home at any moment, why would you leave the family home? Why would you leave the state? So they definitely thought something was up with Josh Powell.
And Mrs. Cox, was Susan the kind of person that would just walk away from her two young boys?
Oh, definitely not. That was the one thing she always wanted, was to get married and have a family. And so those boys meant everything to her, and she was very devoted to them, and she would play with them and take them to the park and do whatever she could. And she would also give them activities, and she was an artist, and she'd get them involved, and she was always playing and loving her kids.
Stephanie, in this two-night special, a four-hour special, we see never-before-seen videotapes, which sheds a whole new light on, makes it, I guess, even more puzzling and leads to possibly a new theory. Talk about the videotapes and what they show.
Sure. These videotapes belong to Stephen Powell, who was Susan's father-in-law, Josh's father. Now, we all know, if you know anything about the case, that Steve definitely had an obsession with Susan. He was in love with her. We now have these videotapes after investigators suspected him and were able to find out that he had Susan's journals. They were able to get a search warrant into his home and collect all these tapes. It's hours and hours and hours of sick and disturbing videos that he's recording Susan without her knowledge, everything from right in the next room to her bending over at the hamper to her taking off her makeup. He's trying to record her under the door in the bathroom. Very, very, very disturbing things. And we'll air some of it on TV that we can air. It's literally that bad. So these tapes offer up the theory that if he was so obsessed, could he have been the one to do something to Susan? People often suspected him and for a long time did. We have come up with a distinctive theory of what we think happened to Susan, who was responsible. Unfortunately, so many people involved in this case are now dead, so who can be held responsible? How much influence did Steve Powell have over his son Josh, and who actually did something to Susan?
And it's interesting, Michael Powell, who's the son of Stephen, the brother of Josh, reportedly heavily involved in this as well. He's a major player.
He is a major player. The whole family really is the Powells. It's kind of fascinating to look at, and that's what we really get into. We also interview the last member of sort of the inner circle of the Powell family, who is Alina, who has been in hiding, and hopefully she sheds some answers in the series, which you'll get to see. But yeah, Michael Powell was a brother who some say was so close to Josh that he had to have known something, and he did some suspicious behavior, which you'll really get to see. He might have helped move Susan's body. That's what investigators possibly thought. So we'll get into all of that in the series, and he killed himself, just like Josh did. So there's the thought that he must have known something for him to take his own life.
Mrs. Cox, among the clues, there's a secret will. There's Susan's video. Do you believe she was on the verge of leaving him, and she suspected maybe there could be some problems?
Yeah, she felt Josh had a lot of problems, and he wouldn't listen to her. She tried to get him to, you know, go and check and make sure that he was okay. And in the Powell family, there is a brother that is bipolar and schizophrenic. And Susan felt that he should be tested and wouldn't do that. And could you repeat more of what the question?
Yes, whether she was really afraid, concerned about her own life, and it sounds like that actually was the case. I've got about 30 seconds or so left.
Okay.
Children's statements really play a big part in this as well. Talk about that, because during that two-year period, what especially Charlie was revealing a little bit more about that night?
He was starting to remember things, and he would be in our house, and he was talking to a friend that was his age that lived in Utah when he was up here in Washington, and he was in our house, and he started saying, "I'm starting to remember." And he was starting to say things. And so the police did talk with him. And Braden, he could remember some things, but he had a harder time in talking. But he would give such a look that you know that he witnessed or saw something.
And Stephanie, I have a feeling if we think we remember the case and some of the details, we're going to be proven wrong, because you've got some new information in this special.
Absolutely. I thought I knew a lot about this case. I've been following it for years. I had no idea how bad it was, and by that I mean, in her journals, Susan expresses that her marriage was not doing well to Josh. She did say she had a deadline. If things weren't better by their anniversary in April, she would leave him. She went missing in December. She did make that video. And, of course, there are Steve's videos. I had no idea his obsession was as bad as it was. It'll really shock viewers.
We will see all of this unfold in Oxygen Media presenting a two-night captivating event with the disappearance of Susan Cox Powell that begins Saturday, May 4th at 7 Eastern Pacific. With us on the program, investigative journalist Stephanie Bauer, Judy Cox, mother of Susan Cox Powell. And by the way, you can watch Oxygen anywhere on demand, online, across mobile and connected TVs. We will be watching the weekend of May 4th. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.